the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
This is the radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. We're glad you're here today. Bridget's here today. I'm here today. I'm Joe Galewski. To reach Dr. Mike, 877-711-5211, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. Give us a shot on iHeartRadio Talk. You can customize information. iHeartRadio is a great way to be entertained by music. You have specific musical tastes. You can customize your music based on your musical taste and also customize your information. So we're now on iHeartRadio Talk. You can add Radio MD and you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, to what's called the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio Talk. You can update and customize your information. A couple of ways to do it. You can download the app, iHeartRadio, or you can go to the web, iHeartRadio.com. If you go to the web, click Talk in the main menu, then search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. So there's no way you can avoid hearing this great show every week. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen. Dr. Mike, at 35 after the hour, we have a guest, Dr. Ginsberg, Dr. Gary. What's toxic, what's not, is not with us today, but Dr. Janice Hill Prostowski is a dermatologist. And what's our topic with a guest at 35 after the hour today?
Well, she's going to talk about the interesting thing about what cold does to the skin, how to manage frostbite, but more importantly, in general, what you should do, whether you should use moisturizer, that type of thing in the winter, and what is good and what isn't good. So we'll talk to her about that. She's also become an expert on weather and vortexes over this issue. And so I'm going to try and find out a little bit about how common this vortex we had was. And does this mean since we had one, we're going to have more of them? Or is this an isolated event?
If you could adjust your sound mic, your microphone, and or you're getting a little bit of a loose, weak signal with your mic, if you could just...
I apologize. I had it on mute because I had to cough, and I apologize. So that's right. She's going to talk to us about what to do in the cold, how to protect yourself from frostbite, what happens if you get frostbite, what your symptoms are, how to know about it, how to protect yourself. And then she's also become an expert on this vortex issue.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask her whether, because we had one, that means we're going to have a bunch more, or if one is it and this is just an isolated thing, whether these things come in bunches or not.
Well, on my morning show, we talk a lot with our meteorologists every hour on the morning show I have here in Syracuse. And apparently, evidently, from what I learned this week, there's always a polar vortex. A polar vortex is always there, but the conditions exist whereby it created what it created this past week for much of the country. The average temperature for the entire country under this influence of the polar vortex this week, believe it or not, average temperature was 17 degrees. So this thing was pretty... This thing was really, really dynamic.
But
they're always there.
Once the conditions set up, Joe, did the meteorologist say once the conditions set up and you have one, does that mean we're going to have a series, or does that mean, or is it just an isolated phenomenon?
Don't know. It all depends on a lot of variables in weather, and there's so many variables in weather that affect the way patterns exist, jet streams and, you know, those kind of things. They really can't say, and that was one of the questions. I hope we don't get one of these again, and they really can't say. All of these things have to come into play. All these elements have to work into what they call a perfect storm. Loosely defined, I understand also, a polar vortex is considered a mini hurricane, and that's what they call them, and they just, in this particular case, it just cranked those winds from the Arctic Circle in a counterclockwise direction and pulled all that cold air into the entire country. So it's always there, and it's almost like a mini hurricane. And again, I think they said, 45 or 50 people died this week across the country because of this polar vortex. That'll be our guest at 35 after the hour.
Did other countries experience the same thing? In other words, other countries that border on the North Pole. So did this affect Russia? Did it affect Iceland? Did it affect Norway and Finland? Or is it just us?
Well, it may affect them a lot, but it affected us Because we don't see it that often. I think, you know, those kind of temperatures are pretty standard for those, you know, those countries. Even in Alaska, it can get down to 55 degrees below zero. I mean, that's not the wind chill. You can see places in Alaska get down to 55 below. So I think they have an influence on these other countries, but because it's such a rare occurrence in this country that it was a special thing.
Was that the cause of this water pollution problem that West Virginia, the nine counties in West Virginia had? Was that the cause? In other words, was those cold weather? Did that crack some pipe on the on whatever chemical this was?
I don't know. I don't know. But it did crack my son's pipes in his house in Cleveland a couple of days ago. He had a burst pipe in his bathroom. That's how cold it got. Evidently, it was colder in Cleveland.
Yeah, we had that too.
Yeah.
It was below 10 degrees. I mean, 10 below zero.
Yeah, wind chills were like 20 or 30, 30, 35 below zero in Cleveland. So, but the entire country just experienced it. In Atlanta, the temperature was high. In Atlanta one morning, it was 7 degrees. So it's nature, weather is a pretty powerful thing.
Well, we're going to find out from our guest how fast you get frostbite in this 7 degrees and what you should do to protect yourself from it. Is there a cream? Do you put on Vaseline over and then put on some plastic gloves and then regular gloves? Does that protect you? We're going to find out a lot of techniques that we think may help if this occurs again.
I wonder if she agrees with what football fans do in real cold weather. Just drink more booze. You know?
Did you see those guys? I don't know if you saw those guys at the Green Bay game, but there were guys who were actually out with no shirt on.
Yeah.
And they filmed them. I don't know whether that had to be long enough for them to get frostbite.
Yeah, that's a good question. That's a good question. And yet some of the players playing in short sleeves, right? Some of the linemen. You know, they're playing in short sleeves.
My brother was talking about that and saying that they had to have been so freezing.
Yeah, but they do it all the time. Give me a quick, before we go to the break and more top stories, a picture of what sleep loss will do to you, Dr. Mike.
Well, sleep loss not only, it essentially fries your brain. It changes your brain chemistry so you don't have good memories. It changes your brain chemistry so you want to eat more. It changes your brain chemistry in a number of ways that cause you to be addicted to whatever comes along that isn't, if you will, sleep. So that'll substitute for sleep. So the answer is, in fact, that it basically rewires your brain, and it can be chronic. So tell me, you change your time of getting up and down, and so how do you adjust that?
Are you talking to me? Me?
Yeah.
Well, I get up every day at 12:20, 12:23, as a matter of fact. For some reason, I'm weird. When the clock hits 12:23, I get up, but not a minute before, not a minute after.
Well, you don't do that on weekends, do you?
Oh, no. But I got to tell you, Friday, I'm ready to go to bed when I normally go to bed. And that's 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. My wife says, let's go someplace, let's do something. I say to myself, I tell her, are you out of your mind? I've been getting up since, like, for 5 days for 12:23 a.m. And I just, I can't do anything on Friday. And if I do, I'm just a lump on a log.
Well, it does also impede your immune system, Joe.
Yeah.
So it makes infections and the flu and other colds more likely. So you're probably smart to catch up on Friday night.
Oh, I live for Friday night because you know, but I can't go past 8 in the morning. I mean, but that's enough. I'm usually try to watch a couple of games last night, but I'm gone, and then I catch up on the sleep. So.
You're listening to the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Joe?
And coming up after the break, more of the top medical stories of the week. The feds are cracking down on deceiving weight loss products. Maybe one of these is something you may have been taking. And early BPA exposure might increase risk of a certain cancer for men. We'll talk about that, too, after the break on the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800. Or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly, no doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.